Oh, yes, it's our African Friday playing right here on Radio Mirayah. And it's, yes, indeed. My name is Irene Lasu, and Sebit William will be taking you all the way until 9 a.m. Well, now the screening of the blockbuster film Black Panther takes place in Juba this Saturday at Logali House. And the screening is being provided by Crystal Enterprises Limited. And joining us this morning to tell us more about the screening is Sarah Balouse and Becky Doll from the Crystal Events. Good morning, ladies, and it's good to have you.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Yes, I mean, there's this chill in town. Everybody's excited. What is this excitement all about, Black Panther?
So we all know the film's breaking records at box office sales. It's very popular everywhere. And we kind of felt like we were missing out slightly, seeing everybody dressing up in their attires, mm-hmm. going to watch the film. This is actually a charity event. So some of the proceeds will go towards our charity foundation initiative, which is from Girlhood to Womanhood Foundation. And we essentially provide sanitary towels to girls that are currently in school here in South Sudan. At the moment, we're just giving disposable ones, but the program sort of wants to develop and to issue out reusable sanitary towels. So it'll mm-hmm. be more long-during for them.
Yes.
So that's why we've bought this event. It's also like a social event, but the charity side of it is this, so the proceeds will go towards our charity aspect.
Right.
Great. And can you just confirm where exactly the screening of this film is taking place?
Logali House, mm-hmm. red carpet affair from 4 p.m. We want everyone to come dressed in their African attires, ready to impress everyone. So yeah, Logali House in High Emirates.
Yes. And what's the entry fee again?
It's $15 standard ticket. And then $300 for a corporate VIP ticket, which includes for 8 people. And that comes with drinks, soft drinks and alcoholic drinks, and some bar snacks as well. So it's not $300 per ticket, as some media houses are trying to point
okay.
out.
Yeah, because when I had $300, I said, oh, really, the economy must be booming. I mean, come on. All right, so tell us, any specific security arrangements put in place? Anything you'd like to let us know? Why? I mean, how safe is going to be for the people there? And is the space enough? Are people going to have fun and enjoy themselves? Just tell us about that.
Well, the security, obviously, it's going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
The maximum people will be like 60 to 100. So people won't be like squeezed.
Mm-hmm.
So because it's going to be early, so that the security wouldn't be like, you
okay.
know.
Okay. Well, what time exactly is it?
It's from 4 p.m.
4 p.m.
onwards, yeah.
All right, 4 p.m. Yeah. And still on the rumors, I don't know why a web of rumors here. Lupita, is she going to be in town?
Some
people are saying that specifically coming to see Lupita, and
wow.
probably that's why.
Wow.
And that's why, I mean, the chill is being spread across Juba. So please, we need to hear it from the horse's
oh
mouth.
My gosh.
Is she coming?
I think this is what we call Shamarat in Juba. I just heard this myself now. Unfortunately, no, not on this occasion, but we will plan for future.
Mm-hmm.
Features or something like that if she comes in another film. Okay. Not this time, unfortunately, Juba.
Okay.
Yes, and this film, The Black Panther, is just not about film. You know, there's a lot of messages behind it. There's a history behind it. And there's, you know, people basically go there to see the inspiration behind this whole film. Do you have something that you like to tell us? Why is very important? Why should I go there really and try to watch this film?
Well, the film itself, it's a cultural breakthrough. Like, we've never had a black superhero before.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just important for everyone to be represented in society. So I think the cultural impact in itself is
right.
just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, it's a superhero movie. And the people who represent, like in the movie, the whole movie, the cast and the director, most of them are black. So
right.
the representation in itself, it's just monumental.
Mm.
Yeah.
Right. Do you have a different opinion?
No, I'm just trying to add to that, really. Like Becky says, we don't see dark-skinned women in Hollywood. So this is the time that they're actually breaking through and coming through. And also, like, we don't see many black actors taking the lead in Hollywood. So they're really breaking down boundaries within Hollywood, showing
mm-hmm.
diversity. For example, in 2016, the Oscars were boycotted
mm-hmm.
because
yeah,
there wasn't enough diversity
absolutely.
Within mm-hmm. their nominations. So this is really like breaking down Hollywood and showing that, you know, there are black actors, there are black directors, and this is what we can showcase. And the fact that it's breaking sales, like
mm-hmm.
exceeding like Captain America, I think,
mm-hmm.
the Avengers and Iron Man. So you know, 700 million in the second week, it's not bad.
Indeed. So, see you in Wakanda tomorrow. Is there any messages that you'd like to send out to our listeners this morning?
This is just like a social event. There's not much social activities in Jupiter. So, just come out, have fun, support our charity aspect of it. Interact with people, dress to impress, embrace Africa. We're Africans, and those are non-Africans, but they're here in Africa, so they can come and interact and enjoy the social aspects of it. Mm. And we hope to see everybody there.
See you tomorrow there. Thank you so much for coming to Mirai Studios.
Okay, thanks for having us.
Just before you go, where do I get my tickets? I mean, someone listening, where can they get the tickets?
They can go to Lugali House, Talking Head Salon in Airport Road, Affex. Call either 0922-100-128 or the VivaCell people, 0956-754-420 or 0915-884-258.